Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Samadhi prati pratilambehi tadavastitam syat iti ete chitta vikshepaha nava yogamalaha. Because only when you gain the samadhi, when you are established in the samadhi, you will be at peace. The thought functions can be removed. But this, because of these hindrances, these obstacles, you are not able to hold on to that samadhi. Iti ete chitta vikshepaha nava yogamalaha. So these are the chitta vikshepas which are yogamalas. These chitta vikshepas are called yogamalaha, yoga pratipakshaha, yoga antraya ityabhijyante. These are called yogamalaha, doshas, defects of yoga. Defects of yoga means defects practicing, in practicing yoga, the troubles in practicing yoga. Yoga pratipakshaha, the obstacles to gain the yoga. And yoga antrayaha, the hindrances, the troubles in the yoga. So these are called in different names, with different names. Dukha, Daurmanasya, Vikshepa Savuha. See, Vikshepas, Antrayas we have seen. Now, the supporting Antrayas, that is explained in the next sutra. Dukha, Daurmanasya, Angame, Jayatva, Shwasa, Prashvasaha, Vikshepa, Sahabhuvaha. Dukha Daurmanasya Angame Jayatva Shwasa Prashvasaha Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. Dukha Daurmanasya Angame Jayatva Shwasa Prashvasaha Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. Dukha Daurmanasya Angame Jayatva Shwasa Prashvasaha Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. Angame Jayatva Prashvasaha Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. Dukha Daurmanasya Angam Ejayatva Angam Ejayatva Shwasa Prashvasaha Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. These are additional troubles, helping troubles. These troubles exist to help the trouble, not to help the troubles go, to help the trouble exist. What is that? Dukham. Dukham means, we have already seen, included in the introduction of Sankhya Karika, Dukha Traya Abhigata Jignyasa Tat Abhagatake Heto Dukha Traya Abhigata. All the three defects, all the three sorrows. Adhyatmika, Adhivotika, Adhidevika. That is what? Dukham. Adhyatmikam, Adhivotikam, Adhidevikam. Cha. That is what? Is that adhyatmikam, sharire bhava, adhyatmikam, vyadhi, etc. The physical troubles and desire, etc. The mental troubles. Adhyatmika, troubles. Adhibhautika. Then, whatever happens because of the vyadhi, etc. Whatever because of the vyadhi, etc. Or the external, the animals, etc. Because of that, whatever happens, that vyagradi jinitam, that which happens because of the external animals, etc. That is adi bhautikam bhute, that which happens because of the bhuta, external objects, is adi bhautika. Adi devikam. Adi devikam means that which happens because of the deva. The planets, the planetary portions, or because of the heat, etc. Whatever happens, that is rain, etc. They are because of the God. So, whatever troubles you have to experience because of those deities, that is Adi Devikam. These three kinds of troubles. Yena abhihataha praninaha tat ubhagataya prayatante tat dukham. So, whichever jiva, living being, has been attached to this, or which has attained these kind of dukkhas, they, to remove that dukkha, they try their level best. Prayatante tad dukkham, to negate that. Daurmanasyam, dukkham is that. Daurmanasyam means Ichha abhidha abhighanat Chetasaha Durmanasya means Durmanasta. The mind is not functioning properly because whatever objects you desired, that is not attained by it. You have not gained the object of desire. Because of that, whatever happens, that is called Durmanasyam. Angam e jayati, angam e jayatvam. Angame jayatvam. Angame jayatvam means angam ejayati. Angame jayatvam means the shiver, the shake in the body. That's what's it. Kampayati tad angam ejayatvam. Angam ejayati kampayati tad angam ejayatvam. The body, when you sit, it is not able to maintain a single posture. It is moving. That movement or that shiver in the body which happens, that is called angame jayatvam. The movement of the body or the shiver in the body are troubles for samadhi. And next, prani yadu vahya vayu uccha achamati satsvashasaha. Whatever the living being inhales, the vayu, whatever vital air it inhales, that is called shwasaha. Vedu bahya vayum achamati, that which it intakes, inhales, that is shwasa, inhalation. Yadu koshtyam vayum nissarati saprashwasaha, that which vital air prana which is removed from the stomach, from the koshta lungs, that is called prashwasa, exhalation. Ete vikshepa sabhuvaha. These are the troubles, the troubles which help the troubles to be existing. Vikshipta chittasya ete bhavanti. The meaning, these exist in the chitta which is in vikshepa state, in the troubled state. Samahita chittasya ete na bhavanti. And for a person who is in the samahita chitta, who has attained the samadhi, who has attained the peace of mind, for him these will not be there. He will not have shvasa, he will not have prashvasa. In the dead person you can see samahita chitta, the mind does not exist, so he is not having any movement in the body, any shvasa, any prashvasa, there is no antaraya. But that is not what we are talking about. In the meditative state, the breath stops automatically. And there is this problem also. The mind, it is tuned always to hold on to this breath. Every point of time, you think you are not conscious. You are not conscious, you are not aware of the breath. Therefore, you think it is a natural process of the body. It is not a natural process of the body. Like walking. Walking, while walking, you walk in a style. Over a period of time, you try to change that style. You will be conscious during the first moments. Later on, you will start walking in the style which you prefer without any effort. Cycling. First, you have to put all the effort. And later point, you don't even know that you are riding a cycle. These kind of things happens. So, like that, breathe also. The breath you intake or you exhale, the amount of time or the period or the type of breath you leave or exhale, inhale, they are controlled by the mind. The mind has a control over it, or the breath has a control over the mind. In both ways it operates. So, the practice, though it is as though natural, it is not natural. So, the mind is made to believe that it is a natural process for the body to exist. So, when during the meditative state, the process of thinking, the process of thinking stops, the process of breath stops, the mind starts functioning. Crack. Immediately it starts trigger. Oh, this body is planning to die. It's an immediate reaction, reflex action of the mind. Like the eyes, when you bring an external object to the eye, close to the eye immediately close shut. So, like that, this reflex action of the mind. When the body starts stopping the breath, then the mind starts functioning immediately. You will come out of that meditation immediately. Suddenly, for all this time you are maintaining a state of meditation. Suddenly you are out of the meditation and you are out of everything. Why? The mind is made to believe that it is a natural process. So, it is not accepting a state of no breath. So, some point of time when we meditate deeply, we might have experienced this state. This is because of this mind, this problem in the mind. So, that breathing is also a trouble. In the high meditative state, this breathing, this heart beating, this kind of, they can be stopped by force with the willpower, or they happen naturally. In both ways it can happen. So, it is not that only when your heart beats, you live. When your heart stops beating, you die. These kind of ideas are superimposed ideas in the mind. They don't really exist like that. Your heart beats or not, you might stay alive. Your breathing happens or not, you might stay alive. In the meditators, that's why there are many yogic practices in India. There are many places they do this. In Kumbhmela and all, they do this kind of thing, sir. They dig a hole, they go and sit, they place something over the top. They don't have any opening in that. They sit in a meditative state. There is no opening anywhere. They sit in a meditative state without any air, because they don't need air for that meditation. And there are people who, after death, their body, because of that yogic power, shakti, their body does not decompose. See, immediately, in a day or two, the body starts decomposing and then decaying, and it starts giving out smell, bad odor. But in a meditative state, when they leave their body, that doesn't happen. It is proven by many yogis. So, they are helping that thing which helps the obstacle to exist. Atha ete vishepaha samadhi pratipakshaha tabhyam eva abhyasa vairagyabhyam nirodhavyaha tatra abhyasasya vishyam upasamharan idam aha. So, these vishepas, these troubles, obstacles, samadhi pratipakshaha, which are against the samadhi, in attaining the samadhi, which are obstacles in gaining the samadhi, therefore, tabhyam eva abhyasa vairagyabhyam. You have to, by the practice of abhyasa and vairagya, stop. Prevent these obstacles. Negate these obstacles. Nirodhavyaha. Prevent these obstacles. Tatra abhyasasya vishayam upasamharan idam aha. Now we started with abhyasa viragya abhyamtan nirodaha. And we started with the abhyasa. What is the abhyasya? What abhyasa, what practice should we do? Now he concludes this practice topic. The topic on abhyasa. Tat pradishedhatham ekatattva abhyasaha. एकतत्वाभ्यासः तत् प्रतिषेधार्थं प्रतिषेध अर्थं ओके तत् प्रतिषेध अर्थं एकतत्वाभ्यासः तत् प्रतिषेधार्थं एकतत्वाभ्यासः तत् प्रतिषेधार्थं एकतत्व अभ्यासः तत् प्रतिषेधार्थम् एकतत्त्वाभ्यासः तत् प्रतिषेधार्थम् एकतत्त्वाभ्यासः टु नेगेट् दोस् विक्षेपास् वाट् हाव् यू वाट् शुड् यू डू यू हाव् टु प्राक्टिस् एकतत्त्व अभ्यासः यू हाव् टु मेडिटेट् आन् वन् तत्त्व वन् सब्स्टन्स् You have to practice, you have to meditate, you have to make your mind think on only one object of meditation. Viksheva pratishethartham ekatattva alambanam chittam abhyaset. To negate the vikshepa, you have to make the mind practice meditating on a single object. Focusing the mind on the single object. Yasya tu యస్యతు ప్రత్యర్థ నియతం ప్రత్యయ మాత్రం క్షణికం చ చిత్తం తస్య సర్వమేవ చిత్తం ఏకాగ్రం నాస్తి ఏవ విక్షిప్తం. సో హూస్ మైండ్ ప్రత్యర్థ నియతం ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇస్ పుల్డ్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ goes and gets attached to that object. So that kind of mind, whoever has that kind of mind, pratyaya matram. And it just sticks to that object only for a second. It is pulled to the external object, and in that external object it does not stick on to that external object for a period of time. It just stays there only for a kshana, second. And pratyaya matram, only as a samskara it exists. Therefore, kshanikancha, and it is kshanika. That it just exists in that object only for a kshana, movement. That kind of chitta, tasya sarvameva chittam ekagram nasti eva vikshiptam. For that kind of person, because of this, he can never attain this ekagrata, this single-pointedness, focus. Yadi punaha idam sarvataha pratyahritya ekaspin arthe samadhiyate tada bhavati ekagram iti. When he removes these kind of troubles, he removes it from all the other objects and focuses it on one object, then there is a possibility for that mind to gain this ekagrata, single pointedness. Ataha na pratyartha netam, therefore it is not going behind each and every object. యోపి సదృశ ప్రత్య ప్రవాహేన చిత్తం ఏకాగ్రం మన్యతే తస్య యది ఏకాగ్రత ప్రవాహ చిత్తస్య ధర్మ తదా ఏకం నాస్తి ప్రవాహ చిత్తం క్షణికత్వాత్. యోపి హూఎవర్ సదృశ ప్రత్య ప్రవాహేన, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అ సిమిలర్ థాట్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ అ సిమిలర్ థాట్, చిత్తం ఏకాగ్రం మన్యతే. Whoever think that the chitta, the mind has gained the focused single-pointedness, tasya yadi ekagrata, for them whatever that ekagrata is, that single-pointedness is, for of that mind inflow, pravajitasya chittastaha dharmaha tad ekam nasti pravajitta kshanikatva, that is not one, because this pravaha, this flow is kshanika. Each point of time the mind or the flow changes, therefore it is shanika. Ata pravahamshasya eva pratyasya dharmah sa sarvah sadrusha pratyaya pravahi va iti. We'll see this tomorrow. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi.